People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, William here. Due to a recording error, we had to scrap this week's episode, but we've replaced it with what we normally put on Patreon. And we took the leftovers, whatever we could salvage from this week's episode, and we put it on Patreon instead. So if you like what you hear on this episode today, there's always more of it available right now on our Patreon, link down below. Thank you, guys. I love you.
Jesus Christ.
All right, we are rolling.
Welcome to this very special episode of Safe Third Podcast. Kevin, I want to talk about that half-dead squirrel in the garage.
I knew that was coming, dude. You're a hater. All right. No. Listen, I got it up on a squirrel cam right now.
You guys ever find like an animal? I have some childhood experiences.
I can fix it.
You?
I can fix her.
Are? How do you know it's a her?
He doesn't have giant squirrel balls, obviously.
Okay. It's easy.
Look, she's doing great.
I think this is technically a crime.
Look at that.
So Kevin found a squirrel that only runs in counterclockwise circles. Like, there's something super wrong with the squirrel.
She's doing great.
This is the kind of animal that you would bring to a wildlife rehabilitation clinic, and they would execute it on the spot.
So I don't know what happened to the squirrel, right?
I went
into the shed in the evening, and I heard like a rustling noise in there. And that's like, usually there's like lizards in there, you know, they scurry around when you walk in the shed. Yeah. And this sounded like a bigger scurry.
Big fat
lizard. I'm like, seriously, what's in here?
Did it sound like a counterclockwise scurry?
No, actually. And at this point, it wasn't running in circles.
Fuck.
That started, I don't know. So the squirrel had some like injuries on it. It had an injury like on its back of its neck, on the side of its neck, right, and on its lower back, and it was like bleeding. And I'm like, dude, what happened to this squirrel? I think a hawk grabbed it and like dropped it like a missile, and it like hit something, and it got brain damage.
But only in
on its left side.
The clockwise,
yeah,
the counterclockwise part of its brain is fine. The clockwise part of its brain
so
is broken.
I've had it for like a week. It eats, it drinks.
What are the symptoms of the brain damage?
Running in circles.
Which direction?
I don't know. So anyway, like, it's not.
When you say running in circles, like, how did you catch it?
When I first tried catching it, it was like, it's pretty agile, right? Like, it's jumping and like doing all these squirrel things inside of the shed. I closed the door so it couldn't get out, obviously.
Yeah.
Because my plan was to catch this thing. So I had a bucket, I had a welder's glove, big leather glove, and I'm just like, you know, put the squirrel in the bucket. And I chased it around for like 20 minutes, and I finally like cornered it and got it. I thought it might bite through the glove though, so I was kind of scared to use the glove. So I also had a stick. I had the squirrel, you know, poking stick. Yeah, smacked it around, got it into the bucket, and then I, you know, just observed it.
So when did you notice it started going in circles?
Probably like the second or third day. Well, Sandra said you have to release the squirrel. She's like,
Did you let it out of the bucket?
I let it out of the bucket.
And then what did it do?
I just ran in circles. Sandra's like, you have to get rid of the squirrel.
What
like,
direction did it run?
The same direction. It hasn't ever changed directions once. I don't think it can at this point. And then I saw it running in circles, and I'm like, dude, this thing is in no shape to just like, you know, it's going to die.
This is food, hawk food.
Yeah, definitely. The hawk's going to come back and finish it off this time. So I've been feeding it. I've been like, you know, giving it water, and it drinks. It eats food. Huh?
What about its wounds?
Its wounds are better.
Yeah.
It was, there was flies buzzing around it, and they laid eggs on it. So I used the fipronil,
yeah,
and I squirted some on the squirrel.
Which is like the anti like flea. It's
that's yeah, yeah. That's what they use for dogs. So I looked up like what concentration they use for dogs, and I made that, and I squirted it on the squirrel. And
did it run in circles before or after?
Before,
the
before. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, and so it's healed. It looks better now, but it still runs in circles.
In the same direction.
In the same direction. And I talked to Styropyro about that because he's got a lot of squirrels. And I'm like, hey, I think there's something wrong with my squirrel. and he's like, there's something wrong with one of my squirrels too. And he sent me a video of a squirrel that would like try to run up a tree and it would get like 5 or 6 steps up and then it would just jump off the tree and just like fall backwards. So like boing and jump off the tree. And there's like, it's just like, it was trying to like climb in the air.
It was like Spider-Man-y.
Yeah. And he said that he saw that squirrel fall out of the tree and land on the pavement. And then when it was trying to run back up the tree, it just like kept jumping off like halfway up the tree. So I think that maybe it's something like that happened to this squirrel too. Or I know there's something here that says like raccoon parasite or some other like trauma. I don't know. Like
it's got to just be like, yeah, brain damage or brain disease.
Yeah. And somebody said like rabies, you know, but I don't think it has rabies because its wounds were fresh. So yeah. I think that the wounds caused it.
Or the fall.
Or the fall or something like that. You know, I think that...
It could be...
Or it does have rabies, and that's why an animal tried to catch it, because it was stupid. And,
yes.
And
there was something... It was doing something weird.
Yeah.
And then it got caught.
Yeah.
And then it somehow got free.
Yeah. But I don't think... It wouldn't be alive for, like, a week and a half after it was displaying symptoms like that.
So the... What's...
Somebody said, like, raccoon roundworm... it's like a parasite.
Lack of muscle control.
But also, I mean, it did have an injury like right here on its neck, kind of like under its ear and on its...
Yeah.
You know.
I would... What's this like Occam's razor? The obvious answer is...
Yeah.
Like the fact that it had an open wound probably means that it was
multiple
a result
wounds.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like I doubt... The only reason I could see it being something other than... fall trauma is if whatever it had is what led it to getting caught, but then why would it have fallen?
Well, what I'm thinking is a hawk grabbed it.
They don't drop them though.
No, I think it got away. Like maybe it only like kind of grabbed it, like maybe with like 1 or 2 talons or something.
Wouldn't like a fucked up squirrel be easier to catch?
Yeah, that's why I think the squirrel was fine until the hawk
fucked it up
and then
dropped it.
Not dropped it, but maybe just like, you know,
severed something important.
Something important maybe in its ear so it doesn't have the balance anymore.
Oh, so it's like always dizzy.
Yeah. That's my theory. Cuz after it runs in circles it kind of like does that.
Dude.
I don't know what to do about it now.
Kill the squirrel.
I should have just let it die and now I can't kill it.
I'll gas the squirrel for you.
So what if it gets better?
When we were kids, that's what my dad would do. He would just anything that needed to die for whatever reason, we would put it in the car exhaust for like a couple minutes.
What?
Carbon monoxide, baby.
Really?
Yeah, it works. Everything we killed.
How many things did you have to kill?
I vividly remember killing my friend's rat.
That seems...
It was a mercy killing, though. It had rat cancer. And I know it
had
rat cancer.
What direction did it spin in?
I don't remember. It stopped spinning after a while. Anyways, I don't know if this is like a standard method, but it definitely super duper works.
I feel like that would probably work in like, you know, a couple of seconds, right?
It was like, I mean, if you did it right, probably a few minutes. Yeah.
Why a few minutes? Because it
carbon monoxide.
Yeah, yeah, but it should like remove all oxygen from the air too. So it's like combustion. Yeah. So I feel like.
I mean, it could be a minute. I don't. I was.
I feel like it could.
I was probably 8.
Yeah, it's probably a long time for an 8-year-old watching a rat die.
The rat was not 8. Rats don't live very long.
No, but in reality, I think it would be pretty quick. I think it would be like.
I think we killed
like 15 seconds.
I'm trying to think what else we killed like that. I just remember the rat. There's probably other stuff though. You know, stuff sometimes you just like,
you know, I feel like that's a good way to get rid of the gopher problem is like hook up a hose to a
wait,
just,
I
like,
think people do that.
Wait, really?
I think they do. Record Google that. Killing gophers with car exhaust. Gopher car exhaust murder. Gopher murder. Gopher car exhaust assassination. Assassinating gophers with car exhaust.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah, of course we want a video.
I bet you this super duper duper works.
See, this is why you have a diesel.
Yes. Some idea. Is that masking tape?
That hose is way too narrow.
What the fuck? Should be like a vacuum
hose. Yeah, like
hose.
Exactly.
That was it? That's the whole video? Oh, boy.
Hooking this it up to the tractor?
This is some white trash shit. This is way... What the hell? What?
Where's this?
Is that gas line?
Dude, is that the natural gas line?
Are they running?
Hey, I mean, that is carbon monoxide a lot of times.
Really?
A lot of it, yeah.
In the gas?
Yeah.
Or what, combusts?
No, in the gas.
Really? Why?
I don't know. They just, I think, because that's what they find in natural gas.
Hmm.
I think it's like 20 or 30%, or at least that's what it was in Florida.
I mean, you guys got to start really shitty gas.
Yeah.
No, this is a horrible video. Fuck this guy. I'm looking for like a shop vac that's connected to the exhaust going into the
somebody in like a big diesel.
I think that would definitely work. I think you don't get the satisfaction if they come out
like looking like miners,
like 8-year-olds in the 1800s.
Chimney sweeps.
I think that what are the other ways you're supposed to kill rats? I remember the glue traps. They like the instructions say to just like throw it in a trash can, which is
or stick it in the freezer. I think
what
I think I've seen that.
You've seen that? No way.
Maybe
that's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's
And you have a rat in your freezer,
dude. I'd rather die from car exhaust. Could you imagine? You're like, I don't want to kill the rat and see it die, so I'm gonna throw it in the freezer or throw it in a trash can.
I might be completely. I think I'm misremembering that. But I think what I remember somebody said on Reddit, that's what their grandma did with rats that she caught in the glue
in
trap.
In the freezer?
Yeah.
Just stomp on them. Run them over with your car. Literally shoot them. How could you possibly think that was better? Also, now you've got rats in your freezer. She had like a dedicated freezer.
Maybe. Maybe it was like the deep freezer.
The rat freezer. She's like, yeah. I had this extra freezer later on. I wasn't
using.
And
you can save them for later, you know? You know, that generation.
A little rat snack.
Yeah, those were hard to come by in the Great Depression.
A Great Depression rat kebab. It's like a toffee with the glue when it's hard and frozen.
like a caramel apple.
caramel rat. I think that if you... Actually, is it... You know what? Let's not talk about the legality of it. Yeah, I feel like it's probably not.
Give us a question.
Okay.
I'll kill the rat. I'll kill your rat. I'll kill your squirrel for you.
Is it illegal to keep them as pets or to rehabilitate them without a license?
Yes.
Is it illegal to kill them?
No. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's totally legal to murder a squirrel.
Yep.
But not legal to keep it as a pet.
Mm-hmm.
I understand like you're why.
I don't.
You don't understand why?
No.
Because
you can get diseases from them.
I think that, it's like a native. I mean, these squirrels aren't not native. I think that it is just bad generally when people have pets that are sort of native-ish. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I mean, they make the rules on what you can kill by species.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, I can understand
why you wouldn't want a squirrel as a pet, though.
I know why dogs are legal.
Okay.
I know why raccoons are not legal.
Yeah.
But a squirrel, I don't fully understand why anyone would care.
Yeah. You know, you should just let people try it. Just let them try it. You don't even need to make a law about having squirrels as pets because trust me, nobody's going to want to keep a squirrel as a pet.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This thing's vicious,
too. We had one once. What was that?
Bad website. Let's see.
What did you look up?
The first link was a bad website?
Yeah, something wrong with their security certificate. But I looked up.
It's okay. It's a $200 computer.
Oh yeah, just send it, dude.
which states are legal to own squirrels in with no permit required? We have Arkansas, Idaho, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, West Virginia, other Virginia, and Wyoming.
Why does that make so much sense?
Yeah, but are these native squirrels that you can just pluck from the wild?
I mean, any squirrel's a squirrel.
I think you probably just classify it as an exotic pet. Like anything.
Make sure your squirrel is legal.
Nebraska
requires the species wasn't captured from the wild.
Yeah, see, that makes sense to me. It's like they don't want native animals as pets. But I think they just don't want you maybe bringing squirrels here.
South Dakota allows squirrels to be kept as pets as long as they were purchased from a state where they are legal, as long as they are flying squirrels. So, like, no, like,
to be fair, any squirrel could be a flying squirrel.
That's true. So I think generally the consensus is really like, no, you cannot just like keep a squirrel that you find from the wild as a pet.
If it's native, that's bad because you're basically...
Dude, look at this. We're getting ads for like Zins.
And
Nico, and Nico Kick. Oh, these aren't... These Lukey. Aren't? What is it? Click Lucy. On it. Because I saw some that were... they were just caffeine. Oh, no.
Warning, this product contains nicotine.
How can you call your website Nico Kick? Like you're trying to kick the habit?
It's for quitting cigarettes, obviously, Kevin.
Or maybe it's like...
Oh my God, is it ads on ads?
Dude, now get off this website. July I don't want to be...
Nicotine gum.
Yeah.
Do y'all want a question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. William, are your sinuses still in good shape after that surgery you had in 2018? Would you recommend it?
Yes, they are. And I think I would, but I'm not a doctor. But I do know that I was definitely getting sinus infections all the time. And it does not happen. Like, I remember vividly in my fluid dynamics class, I was super tired or out of it or whatever the hell. And I was like leaning forward on my desk on my book.
Just weren't getting enough oxygen?
Dude, I think it was just perpetual sinus infections. I pull my head up. I like lift my head up and like brown fluid, like a tablespoon of brown fluid leaks out of my nose.
Ew.
And I was like...
Were you even like sick during that time?
No.
So just like something randomly came out.
And I was like, I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah.
And so I did it again and more came out and I got it in a tissue and I like put it in a Ziploc bag and took it home and put it in the freezer just in case it was like brain fluid and I was like going to die. But I'm pretty sure what it was. I mean, I know for sure what it was. It's just like fluid in my sinuses. So like the sinuses weren't draining properly.
Yeah.
And then they were just filling up with like crap. And there was like an infection in there. And I think that like the symptoms I had was just like kind of being lethargic. It was like always like weird head pressures.
Yeah.
Weird like kind of like fog and being lethargic. And I think that probably came from like an equilibrium issue of everything just being kind of congested and fucked up.
Man, that sounds horrible.
Yeah. No, I definitely...
I recommend that.
Yeah, it was kind of a brutal thing, though. It's, like, not super invasive, but, like, it fucks you up pretty good because it, like, expands the, like, kind of hard tissue, like, cartilage and bone.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. And you're awake for it, too, right? Just kind of, like, out
You're just on there. You're hopped up on good stuff. And I definitely don't have as many issues now as I did. It's sometimes hard to, like, tell, too. Like, if you break a bone and they fix it, you're like, yeah, my arm is great now. But, like, with that, there's a little bit of fuzziness of were all the issues coming from just that? Were the issues coming from somewhere else? Like, but it definitely made it better.
Good.
Plus, I got a model of my skull now because of it. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Next question, perhaps?
Yeah, go for it. What you got for us?
If you could trade an inch of your penis for $25,000, how many inches would you trade? Someone immediately follows up with
$25,000.
Would you buy another inch?
For $25,000, that's cheap.
I would take
cheap.
The $200,000 for my entire penis. Wait, $400,000. Sorry, I did the math wrong. What's 16?
You want to just trade then?
I think the way I like to think about this stuff is could you pay the money to get the thing?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer isn't like, would you trade your leg for $1 million? The answer probably should be no, because you could not pay $1 million.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, and a lot of people would
easily pay. Hypothetical though.
If you got your leg removed and you could pay $1 million to get it, and that was like a thing insurance would cover, like people do it, no questions asked.
Yeah, you would like pawn your leg.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, they wouldn't pawn it. I'm just saying like if you got cancer and you could make it go away for $1 million, you would.
Yeah.
And people do regularly.
Yeah, but why would you give your leg away for $1 million?
Exactly. It would just make your quality of life worse. Like, sure, you'd have $1 million, but you're missing a leg, which most people would pay $1 million to get their leg back via insurance or via whatever.
Oh, I thought you were saying like the same kind of like situation. So like, you know, like you do just loan your leg off, you know.
No.
Like collateral for a loan.
I more mean like thinking about it
backwards.
Or
like you could get it back in the future, maybe.
Yeah, but if now, you, like, if you lost your leg,
get your leg from the next guy.
Yeah, it's a Ponzi scheme, a leg Ponzi scheme. Like, I think, like, thinking about stuff backwards sometimes is, like, will get you to the right conclusion of, like, if you lost your legs, would you like, work your whole life to get $1 million to get your legs back? You know, like, would that, how big of a goal would that be?
No, I think
for
after a long enough time, I'd be okay with it.
Not having leg, missing a leg? Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I agree. But there's still, like, even, like, the leg, like, the technology to replace your leg.
Those
is still
pretty
hundreds
cool.
of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, kangaroo, like, the springy legs.
Yeah. Like, that's not cheap. Yeah. The surgeries and all the prosthetics and everything is probably easily in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And it's always, like, I heard just, like, kind of, like, sucks.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
like
not
it's
the same.
Just, like,
exactly.
painful
yeah.
all the time.
All sorts of
and
issues
you get,
and
like,
shit.
Chafing and...
Right.
Yeah.
If you lost your leg and someone said... You could take out $1 million loan right now and get your leg back. I think a surprising amount of people would do that.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's kind of how I feel about
it. You probably pay about the same right. in the long run with insurance, having to deal with not having a leg.
Would you take out a loan for $100 million to get your leg back?
No.
So then I think there's a line somewhere where you for sure would trade your leg for $100 million.
I would trade my leg. Yes, yes, yeah. I would. For $100 million?
I would probably.
Yeah. Can you get a prosthetic? Like, I know this is stupid, but
I think so.
Yeah, okay,
but like,
well then yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
Depends above the knee or below the knee, you know?
Above the knee.
Above
for
the
sure.
knee.
Like
oh,
a
man.
Full amputation, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd go below the knee for cheaper though.
Yes.
You know, $20 million.
I would
perhaps.
I would oh, Jesus. Yeah. I mean, how much better is your life? This is such an interesting question. How much better would your
I
life
have no
become
idea, though.
With
yeah.
$10 million missing your leg from the knee
I
down?
Think I think I would instantly regret it.
Yeah,
once,
probably.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this $20 million
I think
did
there
not
is,
make
there,
me
exactly.
happy enough.
There's no amount. Yeah.
Like,
no.
If you are starving to death and you like family, like need to keep your family alive, like the thing that happens in places that are not America, I think that this does happen, and I would say that the entire experience is bad for everybody.
Yeah.
And the hypothetical doesn't even make a whole lot of sense because it's just
really
shitty all around.
Yeah.
But
like people do, like I've heard people sell their kidneys.
Yeah. If you or your loved ones are not about to die and you're doing okay, I think selling your leg for $10 million would probably be something you regret.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
$1 million. Now
selling your dick for $200,000.
My dick's worth at least $500,000. I think that these are questions that should make you realize the opposite of you should be very careful. I was trying to make toast this morning. It was very hard to spread butter holding a baby trying to make toast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the equivalent to just losing like your hand. Doing something stupid.
Oh yeah.
Potato. I was holding potato. And I'm like, you know, trying to spread butter, trying to spread jam, and it just like not working. And so I'm like, I'm literally smushing the butter down.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm going
oh, yeah.
against.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's like if I only had one hand or one arm.
Yeah, it's gotta be rough.
Everything's worse. Like everything's harder. And it's like
for sure.
Like people take health like for granted.
Uh-huh.
Like, would you rather have more money and a shittier health? Like,
No.
I
think you'd have to be crazy to take any, I don't know.
I think.
I also just hate questions like this because it's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's a weird, there's like some weird fantasy thing.
Yeah.
Like there's something going on.
It's
I don't
like.
Know.
Yeah.
It's like the Rorschach test where it's like.
They just want to see what kind of person you are or something.
I think it means that there's something. It just sort of shows where they are in their life. I don't know. I think anyone who answers yes to that without thinking hard about it probably would regret it.
I don't think people usually think very hard about these questions.
I mean, unless you get the edge case of like you have a 40-foot long penis and you're like, my 40-foot long penis is far too long. I would like it shorter. Like if you don't already want it gone, then it's a stupid question. Also, how much if I have less than an inch, how much does that go for? Can I sell my whole penis for $12,000?
They'll prorate it.
Between the two of you, who's the most flexible?
Probably Kevin.
Can you touch your fingertips behind your back?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Where? What does that mean?
I mean, like, you know, like this.
I think I can do it one way. Yeah, I can do it like that. Okay. I can't do it like that.
I can only do it one direction.
I can do both directions.
Definitely Kevin.
Okay. Can you? Oh, no. Can you find my glasses? What's another flexibility test?
Is can it you like suck your own dick?
Yeah. No.
If I hadn't fucking sold the only half inch I had, I could.
Can you, I don't know, lick your elbow?
Why do they want to know this? Why do they want to know this? Who's asking these questions?
Oh, you know what? Can you touch your toes?
Can I bend my knees?
No.
No.
I can't either.
I'm too tall.
Dude, I've always been so bad. You know when you were in like elementary school and you had to do those like fitness tests?
Yeah.
Like the sit and reach?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm so bad.
And they like give you so much shit for about how you're going to die.
Yeah, like, well, I'm just not flexible.
Oh, and it's like, sorry, Mrs. Candored. You're
that's like some people are just flexible and some I was like a kid, you know, like yeah. I'm as flexible as I'm ever gonna be,
but like my bones are flexible too. Like, what are you telling me? I'm not flexible
enough. Yeah,
like the only reason I'm even getting this far is because my
let's
tibia
see you
fibia.
Fall off as a 6 foot tall
and survive.
Yeah,
you 300 pound old math teacher.
Yeah.
Dinosaur. What are the bones in your shins called? Radial ulnus. That's your wrist. Is tibia and fibia?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can like curve your shin up and touch your toes that way.
Yeah, I'm bad. Oh, ow.
You know, have I already told when we talked about when I was growing up, we had a pet possum. That's how I know the squirrel's illegal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because the possum was?
Oh, super.
I'm not keeping it as a pet, though.
Yeah, it's food. If it's food, it's okay. If you're keeping it to kill later, it's probably okay, too.
Yes.
I fully intend in murdering this squirrel officer.
I'm actually going to use it for falconry.
Yeah.
Which is legal.
I'm sorry. When you say use it for falconry, are you training a falcon?
Yes. You know how they catch falcons?
All right, you got one chance to learn how to do all this falcon.
they you get a I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Keep talking.
I think I'm basing all of my exotic pet legalities on this experience. So like having a possum that basically it showed up on the doorstep as a baby, like a little tiny, tiny little rat looking thing. We thought it was a rat and then we quickly realized it was not a rat.
It's a funny looking dog.
Funny looking little fucking thing over here. It definitely wanted to go back into the wild and it did, but okay. It would always come back. And so ooh. There was this kind of,
it loved you. That means
it, I don't, maybe they're not smart. They're not stupid. I think it's maybe, I don't fucking know. Maybe it's a food thing, but it
probably a food thing.
Yeah. It just, you know, animals just go back to a place they know is safe. It would go out and come back. And I think there's this like half wild thing that's probably very bad in general.
Oh
maybe
yeah.
From like a disease perspective. And I don't know. I can imagine there are a couple other reasons you wouldn't want to have wild animals as pets. And then the exotic animals, like if you're bringing a pet squirrel, like if having a pet squirrel is legal, you might end up with people bringing animals into the state that then are not fully domesticated and become wild.
Well, that's its own law, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I understand why.
They could have put those clauses in there when they wrote the law.
Yeah.
So is it laziness? Like, is there a moral argument against it?
I think that your average person is probably just really fucking stupid.
I think that it is in our nature to be stupid.
Yeah, but then your neighbor has this like half domesticated squirrel.
Free to do it.
In their house, like a half domesticated squirrel wanders in your neighbor's
house.
Hey,
dude, I mean, like, I just saw a video where a bunch of monkeys were like messing with a tiger. Like, they would swing down from a tree and just slap the tiger in its face, swing back up in the tree.
Did it get one of them?
No. It would just like go down there, pull the tiger's tail, run away. So, like, you know, we're just a bunch of monkeys, dude. We just want to mess with the squirrels.
Monkey law is complicated.
Like, I'm just saying, like, you know, I see animals mess with each other all the time, and then they're like, "Hey, you can't like feed."
Why can't we have the Mark Rober Ultimate Squirrel Catapult?
I mean, if it doesn't hurt the squirrel,
yeah, We put like a, I don't know, big mattress, like a purple mattress or Casper, who's sponsoring videos now.
Like I see the crows chasing the hawks around the property like all day. Dude, crows are assholes and nobody tells them to leave the hawks alone. No. They're like, that's just nature.
Rules for but not for thee.
It's my nature to throw
a squirrel at cars.
Yeah, exactly.
One time we were driving and this is like, you ever have a moment like I want to make
friends with a coyote.
I don't think you want to make friends with a coyote, actually. That's probably one of the worst ones you could be friends with, that and a raccoon.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, you ever have a core memory that's like half a second long?
Yeah.
So we're driving and just like around town, kind of in between like the freeway, kind of, you know, it's like the industrial stuff always next to a freeway.
Okay.
And
so it must have been like a really intense thing.
Very intense, very fast.
Yeah.
And there's a car coming in the other lane. It's like two lane shitty road.
Okay.
And this squirrel runs out like in front of us.
Yeah.
And it runs straight into the other car. So like, so we're, we're driving, like the cars are driving towards, like we're driving towards this car. So we get a view of the squirrel running in front of us.
Oh yeah.
And it runs straight into the side of the tire, not under the tire, into the side of the tire.
Oh,
and
like, it gets, like in the rim?
Into the rim.
Okay.
And then it's like a fucking water wheel. So the squirrel gets like into the rim. And then as then obviously like the pockets of the hub start coming up, the squirrel gets like picked up.
Yeah.
And then like flung.
Whoa.
Like, I don't know, 2 feet in the air. Very fast.
Very fast.
Core memory. Squirrels, I think it was fine.
Was it like this? Like, what?
I don't remember. All I just remember is the thunk.
It's like Team Rocket.
Yeah.
Like,
Team Rocket blasting up again. You know, you don't expect, you expect it to go under the tire, but to fucking run headfirst into the wheel.
So it's like the car drove over the squirrel and it ran.
No, it was on the outside. The squirrel never even made it under the car. It literally just like ran head. Like it was running for the other side.
Yeah.
And right as it got the there, the passed. Wheel passed right in front of it.
Oh,
and it just runs
okay.
straight into the side of the wheel and gets flung up in the air. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
lucky squirrel.
Lucky squirrel. I remember being in shock, like almost witnessing a squirrel get obliterated, and somehow the best possible outcome was it getting launched a couple feet in the air. Yeah.
We did see the raccoon get hit.
Yeah. I did not need to see that one. That one was pretty bad. That was in Massachusetts. Just
you know, driving. If I had that raccoon as a pet, that wouldn't have happened.
Nope. I would not have let that big fat boy outside. I think that you probably don't even want wild pets. I don't like people get exotic pets because they think it's a good idea. I can speak personally that it is not the best pet we ever had. So one was a squirrel. That thing fucking sucked, bro. Those things suck ass. It's always like you find some baby and then you raise it and it would bite. It got to a point where I think it was going through like squirrel puberty and it just started biting everything.
That's what I've heard. They're nice when they're young, but then
It was horrible. It was like, imagine going to Petco and getting like the worst rat you could possibly get and then make it 10 times worse.
Like that.
No, it was fucking bad, dude.
Really?
It was like a teenager saying, you ruined my life, except it was a squirrel and the only way it could talk was by biting. like you open the cage and put your hand in there and it would like go for your hand to bite it. It wasn't like you were trying to pick it
Yikes.
Up. And so that was bad. Don't do squirrels. The possum, though, honestly, was like a cat. It was like a very weird, like kind of calm cat.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like it would sleep on the bed. It was.
They are pretty chill animals in general. They don't attack.
It just it had this like urge to just go out, and I'm assuming probably fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it just needed to get its possum rocks off.
Possum rut.
But it was in possum rut. Like, you can't, you, like, cannot stop a wild animal. Like, if we'd gotten it fixed, it probably would have been way better.
Oh, yeah.
But you, can't do that unless you had to do it yourself. A girl cat once,
and man.
Bad.
Yeah, she brought all the male cats to the yard, dude. It was nuts. Just, like, they could tell that we had a girl cat. Why didn't they get it fixed? Oh, we did eventually. But it was, like, you know, we got her as a baby.
Yeah.
And it you know.
You waited too long?
Well, we got it from somebody who's, like, their cat had babies, and then, like, we're like, okay, we'll buy you know, a kitten, like, these are cute, and, like, you know, like, a month later or something, it's like, oh, like, it's
actually 34 years old and
no it still was a kitten, but it was like, you know, they had their period or whatever, girl,
so it was not a kitten anymore.
No I guess not, but
I don't know.
And then once their hat, like, you can't, you know, get it, they, like, cut their uterus out or something, like, that, so full... they can't do that while they're, like, in heat,
right?
It's just, like, I don't know, they won't do it. And she never went out of heat, I guess. Because it's a thing, like, if there's male cats nearby.
Oh, my God.
It just, like, keeps going. And, like, hearing the cries of the male cats keeps them in heat. So she was, like, just going nuts for, like, 3 or 4 months straight.
No.
Yeah.
You have the freaking vacuum months, so your cat can put in a freezer so you can smell it. That's horrific. Dude, and probably all the male cats are running around just, like, pissing on your house and stuff.
Yeah, like, she's mine. She's mine, fellas.
I think that you probably only make that mistake once, and it's like, never again.
Never.
And, like, the possum, I think, would have been a better pet.
I think so, too. Yeah,
if it had been fixed. But you cannot do that.
You know.
So you'd have to probably go on YouTube, find a video.
Oh, man.
On how to neuter a possum yourself.
Anesthetize it with just the right amount of car exhaust.
So all we have is fipronil. We use fipronil for everything.
If it was a male opossum, it would be easier.
Just basically go into your dad's, like, electrical tools and pull out his freaking wire cutters.
I mean... Jesus Christ.
That's what they do, right? With, like, goats.
Yeah,
like,
it's way worse.
Just, like, a pair of bolt cutters.
Or basically. It's a really tight rubber band.
Let's go.
No joke.
Dude, I saw something horrific the other day. It's probably Reddit. Sorry if I see all this shit. It was, like, the rubber band reminded me of this. It was, like, one of the first cheeses that they made was, like, a baby goat. Would, like, drink a bunch of milk, and then they would kill it, and then they would pull the stomach out and, like, hang it.
Oh.
And the milk that was in the stomach would just, like, turn into cheese after, like...
God, what's wrong with us, man?
I don't know, man.
What is wrong with us?
Yeah, here we are. We can't even have a pet squirrel.
I know.
We can't even have a pet squirrel with brain damage. You can't even take it anywhere. You know,
I can't even feed the alligators.
No. We don't have those here.
In Florida.
Oh. You know, if you took your squirrel to a clinic, they literally would just kill it.
Yeah.
Like, if wildlife rehabilitation, they would just kill it. I'm
probably.
You'd have to find,
they probably know that it's, like, unsavable. Yeah. Like,
you could probably find somebody with a license and, dude.
I think it's actually illegal for me to release a wild squirrel. There's, like, so many laws.
We have to kill it with a hammer.
I'm going to do whatever is legal.
We'll spin the wheel of different ways to kill it.
What if one of them is just putting it on a wheel and spinning it really fast?
Put it on use the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That way there's, like, time for some higher level, you know, being to intercept.
Oh, yeah.
That way if we shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
We'll know.
Squirrel God will send us a sign.
Mom keeps calling me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll do whatever I'm supposed to do.
Cord, redirect us away from... Scroll
yeah,
man,
we're
please,
incriminating
God,
ourselves.
Give us a Q&A question.
Okay, yeah. One Q&A question that I saw repeated at least twice, and we can cut this out if we're not going to answer it, was, what was the conversation like where Adam Savage told you to stop making cum jokes?
It was just an email. We had this funny bit where we were running around, John and I would get two people. One person says cum, the other person says to open sauce. Did that with Adam. And then he didn't think that was funny. I thought it was funny. It was okay. It was like a... probably solid, like, 5 out of 10 joke, which is better than a 1 out of 10 joke. And the email just, you know, he's right. He's not wrong. It just said that it's time to have better jokes. And I was like, I don't have better jokes. Dude, it was just, it was an email.
What's up, Sandra?
It was like your grandfather emailing you. Sure.
She asked us if we want to go get pizza after this. Anyway, I think that there's nothing wrong with your joke. It was stupid, but you know what? That's not for him to decide. He has no say in your the quality of your jokes.
If there was a whole team of writers, then we'd come up with better jokes. But it's literally just me, and I have to say things.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Does Adam have any jokes?
No.
No jokes?
Comedy bastion.
Yeah.
He does dick jokes, not comedy.
No jokes.
You got no jokes?
He got no jokes, man.
No jokes. That is a core memory.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Having like your childhood like kind of hero.
Tell you to stop making dumb jokes.
That's great though. That's funny. That's a good story.
It could be worse. You know, it did make sense in context. The video didn't actually end up being that because we like didn't have a proper there was not like an actual arc because it was like I think Friday open source. It was absolute chaos and wasn't getting anything done. But the actual joke, from what I remember, is I couldn't stop saying come to open source.
Yeah, and people were
So it was like, I keep saying come to open source. Like all the videos are like come to open source.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, and then it's like come. And then I just kept saying come over again.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then it became like, no, I have to stop saying that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
And so it was like, the joke is that I like am trying to stop and then I can't. And then everyone else contributes to it too.
Yeah, yeah.
None of that.
Because people in the comments were like also, they were making that joke.
Yeah.
Too. So it's like, you guys are stupid.
Yeah.
You know,
we are.
So it's like the whole thing was like, it was like there was a meta to it and he just didn't get it.
He didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he ever would know. I think
I'm sure that he probably he thought has he no had good intentions. Idea
the second channel exists.
No, exactly.
I think he may have been basing that off of the main channel. And so a cum joke would be out of place.
Yeah. I don't think he watches the podcast either.
I don't think he watches the podcast either. I think it's better that way. I mean, you know.
You handled it, I think, better than I would have.
Yeah. He did tell me. I could tell him to fuck off. In the email.
Yeah.
And so I did. I spelled off wrong. I only put one F, so I said fuck off.
Now he's just gonna think you're stupid.
I know.
He's not gonna get it.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if he hates me or not.
Did he ever respond?
Nope. Bad sign. I know. I'm done. Friendship with Adam over. I think I've only ever actually talked to him for like at most like 10 seconds. No, I talked to them one time years ago when I visited.
Looks like I'm the only one that's still on good terms with Adam.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to have to come to terms with Adam.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Does that work? What is come to terms? I'm accepting something.
Yeah.
He's just going to have to come to terms. I'm going to have to make Adam come to terms. See, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
You start talking about come and you start making come puns.
If he thinks there's something wrong with the word come, that's on him.
Adam, if you want to come on the podcast.
I don't know.
I didn't even say anything. I don't know
how he's spelling it in his head, but I think he's got the dirty mind.
Pervert.
Yeah.
Pervert.
All right. Please, next question.
Okay, I don't know whether or not to interrupt or just to wait.
No, please save me from myself.
Cool. If you had something you wanted to make a video about, but you didn't think it'd be very interesting to a wider audiences,
I wouldn't make that video.
I was going to say, Chroma here is going to ask, what are some techniques you could use to make an unniche or use to unniche a video?
If you can show this video to somebody who's not interested in your thing and they will be interested in it, then you've done a good job. But I really don't think that
if you are asking us that question, I would say you're already doomed. If this was like, I don't have to like, so the only example I can think of tangibly is Real Engineering. He was talking about, they have two different kind of styles of videos. Ones are the kind of classic Real Engineering, and then ones are the more like crazy invention things. Mm-hmm. And the classic engineering. So let's say like the Blackbird. What's it called?
Yeah, Blackbird.
The Blackbird,
the plane.
In itself is a cool plane.
Yeah.
Why is it interesting?
Oh yeah.
So then you have to build up why it's interesting. So imagine then your narrative becomes something about like the Russians and the this and the that, and it was like, and the, like the US didn't have any technology to compete with it.
So it's not even just about like how cool its engines are, right?
You're building
this whole narrative around
why do the engines leak fuel when it's not flying? Why it's like, you know, the astounding, like then so you have to find your angle of
like why it had to be so fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of buildup that is required by you to then tell the audience why what they don't think is interesting is interesting. Now you're still shooting yourself in the foot because your audience doesn't get to, you don't get to pump that information to your audience until they click on the video. And so you have to combat that issue in your title and thumbnail as well.
Yeah.
Which is one of my least favorite parts of YouTube is like, I think this is interesting, but you can't convey that in a picture and a single sentence effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you, like, this is where clickbait comes from, where you're describing stuff in a way that's like, I mean, even like the Mark Rober videos, like the lightning versus lava, the acid versus lava is very rudimentary. It's very like kind of like kid brain, like, oh, I get that. I understand that. Like,
yeah, for
like,
sure.
You know, I didn't think that video would do well, and it's got like over 50 million views. So
what do we know?
I know, nothing apparently. And so there's kind of this like, I don't know. I think it depends. Why are you making videos?
Yeah.
If you really want to do it, then you can do the extra work.
Exactly. I mean, like, if at the end of the day, it's like your video. And if like, if you're okay with not reaching a wide audience, then just do it. Just do whatever is the easiest for you to do.
Yeah.
And that'll probably like help you in the long run when you're making videos, you know?
I do think there is one thing where you might also just be underestimating that, like, people's interest in it. I think that would be, that's best case scenario for you, is that if you're interested in it, there might be other people interested in
it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and there is a good way to make a video. There is a good video and there's a bad video. Yes. And like, you can just make a good video and there's really like no way to even quantify that, but you just have to do it and you'll know.
You have to think about how people are consuming it. Like, it's like writing a story. You could say, you know, if you say this person, they fought the somebody else and they won, and that's the end of the story. It's a really shitty story.
Yeah.
So then it's like, well, how do you make it a better story? It's like, okay, why do they fight that person? It's like, okay, well, then why were they in that situation? Okay, so then why were they this? And then it starts off, you know, like, this person was a normal person, and then their parents were killed by the fucking Joker, and then they became Batman, and then they had a fear of bats, and then they do this, and then that. And so it's like a story arc, basically. Like, you really got to think about where people's heads are in your video. Like, you're basically making, you're like writing a book, basically, except it's a video.
You're writing.
Like, that's what, you know, people making videos think that, like, I hated English class, I became a YouTuber.
And there's one way to do it either.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people always expect like they know, like, there's a formula to follow. Like, every single video is different that I make.
Yeah.
You know, there's not, I have to approach each one like fresh.
Yeah.
Like, it's its own project. There's, you can't follow a formula.
It is.
It'll fall apart very quickly.
Yeah. It's hard. It's very hard. And it's like writing a good book. I don't know how to do it. And
I feel like, I guess with movies, there is like a general formula of like what makes a good story.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's like, that's what you learn.
There's not just one.
There's different types of story arcs. There's different.
Yeah.
There's different ways to manipulate the story arcs. You can have arcs inside of, I mean, you have to have arcs inside of arcs. Like, even thinking about like TV shows of, you know, like every episode you have like a monster of the week for your kind of classic shitty, you know, kids show. And so you have like these very kind of complete arcs, but then usually to get you to
catch
the next episode,
six monsters, and then you can fight them in a gym.
Yes, exactly. And then you have a higher level arc. And so you're basically, it's like you have stories within
a
story.
And then you get all these gym badges, you can go fight the, oh my God.
Exactly. Yes.
I'll tell you what, personally, for me, that video has always been a video about Tesla coils.
Yeah.
I've got like, nobody can do it. You can't make a video about Tesla coils.
Nope.
that everybody will want to watch. No. You can't make a generally interesting Tesla coil video.
No, it's too saturated.
And they just, it doesn't come across as cool as it does in real life. And it's just, you can't say, hey, this is cool, and then show this thing because it doesn't look cool.
Yeah.
It's just not there.
Yeah.
So you can't do it. And people have tried, and like none of them pop off.
Yep. Yep. No.
Maybe like the one with Smarter Every Day, but that was just kind of like, look at these sparks in slow motion. And yeah. I think people probably only just watch the parts, slow motion video, just the slow motion part.
Yeah, the sound effects. Like you'll see the sound design is really good on those because it's basically doing everything it can to kind of stimulate the audience's mind to keep them engaged. And so it's like if you just have the slow motion, it obviously doesn't record sound. And so you have to add sound effects over and making the sounds really good will kind of make you more glued to it. Like,
So I've thought about it a lot, and I've just decided like that, you know, I'm not going to do a video on that because I don't think it can reach a wide audience.
Very smart conclusion.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay. Thankfully the volume was down when I bumped the mic against the table, but,
What are we cooking?
I'm going to summarize the first half of Lobotomy Babe's question.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They have a messy boss. They'll come back to their workshop and everything will be covered in tools. So, how do I tell him to be more organized and to respect the space we share? Or is this unfixable? And should I consider it a part of my job?
Is it your boss?
Yes.
It's the boss. Oh, boy.
It is the boss.
It just sort of depends on who your boss is as a person, because I think that there are bosses that conversation would not go well with, and there are bosses where that conversation would go okay with. And there might be bosses where that conversation goes great, but I could definitely imagine.
I mean, I would just bring it up and I would say like, you know, hey, like, you know, it's hard to keep this place. I would just ask like straight up, can you help me keep this place a little bit more organized?
Dude, shop people or shop guys though, like, can be like fucking brain damage.
I would either just suck it up and feel like, hey, that's part of my job. Or I would just say, can you help me keep this place a little bit more organized? It's hard to find some of my tools sometimes because you're a giant fucking disaster, boss.
Yeah.
And just see what they say.
Boss man, fuck you.
Yeah. First of all, I want to raise, and then ask for a raise.
It depends on how much your boss is, like how receptive your boss is to stuff.
Yeah.
And how much your boss values your opinion. And we don't know either of those things. But if your boss is being fucking messy, that's usually the person that should be the one who's like mad at a messy workshop. I think you're fighting an uphill battle.
I'll tell you what though, you should just ask for a raise. You know, I would suck it up and I would ask for a raise. You deserve a raise. And
I kind of like where Kevin's going.
And if
with
you
this.
Get a raise, you should give us 10% of your raise.
Yes. You got to go to the Patreon, which you clearly are not already on. I think that you should.
I think you're worth $20, $30 an hour.
I kind of like what Kevin's saying. I think I would just ask for a raise. And if that goes well, then just never think about it again. And if your boss fires you, then just go get a different job. Like, you know, like if your boss is not open to giving you a raise, they probably weren't open to listen to you complaining about their messiness.
Yeah.
So that's the litmus test. If they say yes, then you get the raise and you say, okay, I now that I have a raise, I have new plans on helping to keep the workshop cleaner. Boss, stop making a fucking mess. Usually it's the tool owner who's like a freak about that stuff though.
Yeah, because they paid for it. It's all certain,
And when other people are using the tools, they like completely spaz out when they go missing. Because like, as you would, it's like, where's my fucking quarter inch drill bit, you fuckers, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, maybe he's just gotten used to everybody putting away his tools for him. So he feels like, he's like, ah.
Which is like also a possibility too. Like you could hire somebody, like, hey, can we hire somebody to manage the shop and keep it clean?
Yeah.
Like, go get like, you know,
yeah, so I can just
student.
Like, you know, work on something and then leave at, you know, at the end of the day and then I come and then it's clean when I, you know.
God, the fact that it's your boss.
That would be so
though,
nice. You know, if I could just work on a project and it gets cleaned up for me.
It's usually more than tools, though, that's the issue. It's stuff that you have to decide to keep or throw away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't envy you. I think that if it was anybody other than your boss, is it like the company owner? If it's not you know what? There's too many variables. Get in a fight with your boss, ask for a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
When you're done fighting your boss, please let us know.
They're going to disappear from Patreon because they lost their job and can't support a very good podcast anymore.
I have a question that was partially answered already. Somebody asked, would you take a sponsorship from the U.S. Navy? And then someone immediately posted the egg drop. So yeah. I guess what was your thought process on that? And what was the experience like?
I knew 100% that like potentially would be an issue with some people. And we did it, I think, in a way that we treated it more like an opportunity than because it like some of the rules, I don't remember exactly, but like the U.S. Navy can't like push people to enlist their sponsored stuff. Like there's certain things they're not allowed to do. And so there is a lot of rules. And so, you know, and I mean, we kind of joked about that. Like, you know, you have your tracking link and they see how many people enlist through you. It was more just like, hey, okay, this is what we want to do. Like, let's just do something like really bizarre. Yeah. Like it was more of like, what is an opportunity you can give us versus what are we doing for you?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you know, their goal is to sort of make the Navy look like an appealing, you know, prospect for people.
For sure.
And I don't have any problem with it because there's a lot of people I know that came out of like the GI Bill and stuff where they, you know, people that I went to school with where it does provide opportunities for people. And I understand obviously why some people would be against it. But at the same time, like it is an important part of of everything that we know and take for granted.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, it was just like, here's like the line is like, we will do something that's sort of bizarre where it's like, I can't believe they let you do that.
Yeah.
And they let us do it.
Yeah. That's cool.
And it was just like, what's the dumbest thing? Like, what's the easiest
thing? That's cool that they let you do that.
Yeah. Cause like, you know, the other people that have done it is like, they've pushed for more of a thing where it's like we're gonna set up a challenge to show like how, you know, this and that, and it's like, no, like let's just do something silly and stupid and just kind of bizarre that is, you know, because I remember watching like Discovery Channel.
Yeah, you like did it on the flight deck, right?
Yeah, of an aircraft carrier. enormous dude, this thing was so big.
Yeah,
it was like a fucking building fell over. It was so,
that's crazy,
goddamn enormous. I will never forget like the feeling of it not even being a ship. It's not a boat, it's ground.
Yeah,
like you're on the earth.
That's cool.
It's so crazy. I would say even just for the experience alone was worth it, like just being able to go there and like, you know, get access to to just beyond the base and beyond the carrier was you know something I'll never forget. You know, I think now, I don't know. It just depends. It's like, what are we doing? Why are we here? Because there was something that people did where it was like, obviously, like just paid promotion. Oh. Like, you know,
join the Navy. Yeah, join the Navy. Like, join the Navy.
Very like kind of low effort shitty. And I was like, no, yeah. Ours was low effort and shitty, but it was like pulling.
It was more real.
Yeah. Take Navy employees and take seamen into the 99 cent store.
I mean, to answer your question, too, I would do it. You know, I actually tried.
Yeah.
So they.
You want to do the lasers or something? Right?
I wanted to do lasers. I wanted to play with their giant lasers versus.
So that'd be sick.
One of my lasers. Yeah. Just like show what their giant laser could do versus how.
And they're like,
robotics.
We don't have a giant laser. And you're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly, dude. It was stuff like, no, it was actually even worse than that. It wasn't like they were denying having this laser, but, or like that I could play with it. They just said, oh, that's not the campaign that we want to do. We're trying to push people into the helicopter mechanic specialty, the MOS of being helicopter mechanics. So like,
they're like, please, Kevin, we're running out of helicopter
mechanics.
That's
what we want to do. And I'm like, no, like, are you sure? Like, what about like, you know, me and my YouTube friends versus a squad of Navy SEALs in paintball?
They fucking wreck us.
That would just be, I just want to do that, you know? I just thought it'd be fun.
Did I ever tell you what they made us cut out of the video?
No.
So when you're in the Navy, they call you Seaman last name. So it'd be like Seaman Caller, Seaman Osman.
Oh, really?
And I asked one of the cryptologists, I can't remember what they exactly called it, one of the seamen. I was like, at what point is being called seaman last name no longer funny? And they're like, when your last name's Pool. And that was
his last name?
No, it was not their last name, but okay. I they made us cut that out of the video.
Dude, that is so funny.
Seaman Pool or whatever,
dude. Dude, that kid like going through basic, just realizing that for the first time.
Like handler, seaman handler.
Yeah. Oh man.
You could probably list of worst fucking last names to join the Navy with.
But I was mad. I'm like, you know, like, you guys want people to join the Navy. Like,
yeah.
I'll get people to join the Navy.
I'll
like,
fucking sell
you know why I wanted to join the Navy?
Yeah.
Because I saw shit like Future Weapons
when
I was a kid.
That's exactly when it was all Discovery Channel and I was thinking of like
exactly.
I loved watching those shows.
Yes. Stuff like that. Like, all cool. And then it's like, here's the helicopter deck on the aircraft carrier. This is you. You're going to be turning a wrench while the cool guy gets to fly in a helicopter the whole time. Like, no, come on, guys. Mm. And, you know, I like the Navy, though. I mean, I like the military. I think that it's good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And I think it's like a perfectly... I was about to join the Navy myself.
Oh, then, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like super close. See, that,
I think the Navy is like a perfect opportunity for someone like Kevin growing up.
I'm so glad that I didn't, though, but I also kind of wish that I would have.
I know so many people that have, you know, like, benefited immensely from it, that anyone who's like a staunch naysayer in any of these military programs, like, just does kind of miss.
Yeah. I really wish that I did that. I think it would have been fun.
Yeah. I mean,
in its own way,
there's criticism. You can fucking complain about goddamn everything.
Yeah. You can complain about everything, but it's not, you know, like, whatever. You can disagree with some of the policies that people higher up do, but like, the military itself, I think, is great.
I think that
for people,
if you got rid of the military,
jobs, for like the country,
if you like really toned down the U.S. military,
you know, pretty much everything we have
is military.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stems from like some weird military.
Yeah. We're really good at spending money when someone's threatening us.
Uh huh.
Also, when no one's threatening us. Well, everyone's always threatening us.
Yeah. We've got it so good. I wonder why they're always threatening us.
Probably because they
want these hands, bro.
They want our oil.
Yeah, that's it.
Shall we do one final question?
Yeah, we'll do a final question.
Okay, from Mr. Kite. I'm gonna
Mr. Motherfucking Kite.
Let's go.
Mr. Fatherfucking Kite, sorry.
Mr. Fatherfucking Kite. How clearly do you visualize images in your head? Can you imagine things clearly, hazy, or no image at all?
It's like a South Park character name, right? Mr. Kite. That's what I think of every time we say it.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I feel like we're living our own little South Park. Like,
yeah.
Mr. Kite.
Paddles up on a little Titanic. Hey, do you guys have an inner monologue?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think I pictured things pretty clearly. I mean, I definitely... It's not like I'm doing CAD in my head, but I can image I can image naked people. I'm imagining I'm imagining Joe Biden naked in my head right now.
Thanks. Now I am too.
He looks like he's got three legs.
What angle? Here. I'm looking from like down.
He's spinning
like,
around.
For me, the camera's on the ground.
Now he's doing goatsy.
Oh. But no! That's a test, dude. That's a test to find out if somebody has like an inner monologue or not. You just say that and watch their face.
I saw like four shades of pink.
I saw...
It was like a Crayola
That wasn't
box.
The only color I saw.
Yeah. What other color did you see?
Use your inner visualize.
Green? No.
No, there wasn't any green there.
I can, like, you know, Tub Girl Orange?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shades.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Orange.
50 Shades of Orange.
You know,
I hope that answers your question, Mr. Kite. <Kay. laughs> Who's it hot in here? Is it just me?
Anyway,
should we go get pizza?
Yeah, let's go get pizza.
All right, we're gonna get pizza. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.